Good evening and welcome to the Board of Directors meeting for the Oceano Community Services District, June 24th, 2009. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Vice President Hill?
Here.
Director Dean?
Here.
Director Dahl?
Here.
Please join me in the flag salute.
Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God.
Number four, board member items for discussion.
I have nothing at this time.
Vern?
Nothing. Thank you.
I have nothing either. Item five is review and approval of the minutes from June 10th. Comment or corrections? Comment from the public on the minutes? Hearing none.
I move that we approve the minutes of June 10th, 2009 as presented.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of June 10th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That passes 3-0 with two absent. Brings us to item number six, reports. We have two this evening. First is the administration report for the month of May 2009. Gina?
We did the routine payrolls and various agendas for the board and committees. We also did several letters for the utility supervisor. We did two fee letters, three will serves, and two fire safety. They were for various projects throughout town. One is a new commercial facility that's going to be built on Napomo. There is a track map on Beach Street, which will have five new units on it when it's built. A lot split on Grell Lane that's recently, it was in the works before, it is recently sold and transferred to the new owner, who's now beginning the process with us. We had a fee letter for two single family residences, and the other will serve was for in addition to a single family residence. We sent out the request for proposals, and subsequently the contract was let for the weed abatement this year. We prepared the final abatement list for the public hearing on June 10th, and then had the paperwork ready for the contractor who started on June 12th. I don't believe he actually started cutting until the 15th. After they send out 112 door hangers, that were hung on May 11th. We had 12 services that were disconnected 2 days later on May 14th. Excuse me, 3 days later. Of those accounts that were disconnected, two are still off. One is now a bank foreclosure and empty, and the other is vacant. We continued the routine prep work in order to get the utility bills mailed out. And after being read by the utility crew information regarding grants for the fire department, as I said, the utility bills were mailed out on May 31st. And this is the period when it's really important for us to collect the revenue, since we have the big bills for Safe Drinking Water, State Water Project, and the Lopez Project that all come due on July 1st. We also prepared the, just recently in this warrant register, the prepayment to the county, which is actually for the State Water Project. And this is the payment for 2010-2011. And it helps ensure that the district is able to satisfy the State Water Project rate covenant. Staff is now busy collecting the payments from these bills. We're working on the June 30th, 2008 audit, and we had our outside help come in this week, and they will be here again this weekend assisting staff with that. We're also trying to begin work on the budget for 2009-2010. In the meantime, the utilities supervisor has prepared the annual consumer confidence report, which goes out to all residents no later than June 30th. That we're happy to say is now at the printers and will go out on time next week. And we are still facilitating the fireworks program. We're preparing the inspection forms that the captain will use to allow people to open their booths to sell fireworks, and then we'll be sending out the bills for the weed abatement no later than Monday. That's it.
See, that sounds pretty busy.
Very. And I'm sorry, Mr. Davis stepped out and should be back in about 5 minutes.
Okay. Have any comments for Gina? Any public comment on the report? Okay, we'll postpone then the utility report for this month. Fire items, number 7A, moving on, is amended agreement of joint fire management, administrative and training services, and equipment sharing. Consideration of the amended agreement adding administrative services to be performed and authorizing increased cost of $13,965 per year. Is there a staff report?
Well, attached to the staff report was the memo that was to the Fire Oversight Committee, and it explains that the erosion of service level has proven to be difficult to implement, and fire management staff has asked that we look into and obtain the cost to provide the full spectrum of services as the City of Grover City is currently receiving. So we've now requested the cost for that. It changes our percentage of participation in the agreement from 15% to 19%, or the increase of $13,925. This will help create more effective organizational structure and enable both the chief and the battalion chief to provide supervision as well as direct all fire personnel activities.
Has this gone to the fire committee?
Did you discuss it last night?
Yes, we looked. Well, there was one of me last night. There was one of me last night. And so I have to tell you, the one of me actually supports this. I think it will kind of move us on into the joint powers agreement portion that we're looking at. The question was on the money, of course, and it will go into the next year's budget, I imagine. And we haven't looked at that yet.
Right.
So that was the only consideration I had, that I felt that it was an important thing to press on and kind of broaden the supervision. I think it was an important thing for the firefighters. So we all sitting in the meeting, Brian and I, felt it was a good thing to go ahead and do.
And this one, and we requested, when did we request these additional services? When did that happen?
Yeah. It had to be approximately 2 months ago. While the interim general manager was here, that he talked with the city manager of Aurora Grandy about calculating the increase.
That was a staff request then? A board request?
It was my understanding that it was at either a committee level or board level. The direction was given to the general manager to research it.
Okay. Are we going to be able to afford this thing?
I'm sorry? Very tight, and I'm not sure where you would take it from.
When we do a full analysis of each account, we'll be able to see better, but it's been our practice to always overestimate the expenditures, and I think we have some room in there still where we'll be all right, even with a 0.5% reduction on the whole budget.
So the 8% would... worried about that 8% kicking in.
This is the 0.5% is just the anticipated decrease in property taxes.
And
it's
we
not
don't
the
know
8%.
Anything about the other.
Not yet.
Yeah. Maybe I could ask, I don't know if I want to put Brian on the hot seat. I didn't put you on the hot seat last night, but where would you see this coming from, this additional monies coming from to support the...
As we've always said, from the admin costs, the fire department itself, since we've been taken over, we've done a lot more of the admin, you know, work than has in the past when former chiefs were here. So I think we've kind of said that from day one. But
okay. Do you see that happening? I don't know. It seems like the supervision for firefighters isn't the same as admin costs at all. It's a totally different thing.
They are two different things. And one of the first things, the chief and I talked about this, that we discussed was having to pare back the fixed asset and capital improvement requests. If they weren't absolutely necessary, that's the first place to start.
Well, we already don't put anything in for replacing fire trucks or, you know,
indoor. That's
reserves.
Right. Yeah. We don't add to it each year, but we do have money available. For instance, if they need additional turnout gear, which is over $1,000 a person, when they have hose to be replaced, that money is sitting there so that if it's something that's already been accumulating funds, we're able to fund it again. If it's new, something new, like you're augmenting the number of turnouts that you have, maybe we don't need to do that this year. You just have to sit down and look at it line by line, and the finance committee will review it.
Well, I appreciate the chief's willingness to have a nebulous thing where the chief and the general manager sort of had overlapping responsibilities, and it would be, I think it was confusing on some level to just about everyone. So this looks like an opportunity to fix that issue and move forward positively. I think we've had great service from Chief Hubert and Chief Heath. They've done an excellent job. Our own fire staff has done an excellent job. Everybody's worked well together to try to move forward, and this looks like another opportunity to kind of clarify and bring things under more of a dedicated management for the fire service. So I can strongly support this. Any other comment, Vern? Or?
Well, you know, I don't have a problem with the fact that it's, you know, that it does all those things that you're saying. And I don't specifically have a problem with this at all, other than the whole idea. I'm just a little bit. I have the same reservations I've always had. Is it's just so expensive. It's getting, you know, the cost is so far up there that I'm concerned that as this moves farther down in the years to come, and it becomes, you know, difficult to fund, that this JPA, as of once it's formed and once it goes forward, might end up sitting down and saying, well, we can't afford three fire stations. We're going to have to cover the five cities with two fires, or the, you know, AG, Grover Beach, and Oceana with two fire stations. And, you know, I think we all know which one would end up having to go. And that's just in the back of my mind that the concern I have there. And I don't know if there's any guarantees to keep that from happening or not. And whenever these come up, you know, this item comes up, those are my long-term concerns. I see, you know, each item is, you know, it makes sense as it goes along, but I'm just a little bit leery of the final, you know, final outcome. But
is there any public comment on this item? Hearing none.
Okay, I'm going to move that we approve the additional expenditure in the amount of $13,965 for the provision of the administrative services for the district's fire department. And I move that we approve the amended agreement for the joint fire management, administration, and training services and equipment sharing, And I move that we authorize the board president to sign the agreement on behalf of the district.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
See if I can keep this one straight. Director Dean?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
President Mann? Vice President Hill?
Yes.
And Director Luthy?
Okay, so that passes 3-0 with two absent. Okay, let's go back to item 6B. Phil, we have the utility department report for May, month of May.
There were no reports of sewer system failures reported during the month of May. In the water department, there was one leak reported. The call for the leak came in at the dreaded 2:45 p.m. call on a Friday afternoon. The leak was found in the meter box, and Dan and Steve were able to get it repaired with no overtime involved. The crew also installed one new meter, one new water service, and replaced one polybutylene service line. In addition to collecting the routine weekly samples, we also collected three samples each of trihalomethanes and haloacetic acids during the month. We're happy to report that all the results came back within the limits. The crew spent several days servicing and painting fire hydrants last month. They also hung 110 48-hour notices, completed 12 non-paid disconnects, and read the water meters. Other jobs completed during the month included routine maintenance work on engine 5 and on two of the district vehicles, replacing the backflow device for the sprinkler system in the office parking lot, and cutting weeds in one of our retention basins at 21st and Wilmar. Max attended a meeting put on by the Air Pollution Control District. The purpose of his attendance was to obtain answers about all the new Air Pollution Control District rules and regulations. There are a lot of interesting and expensive new rule condominium complex. Max and I worked on the annual consumer confidence report. The district produced 84.18 acre feet of water during May 2009. This was calculated as 29 acre feet of state project water, 23.41 acre feet of Lopez water, and we pumped 31.76 acre feet of groundwater. The total amount of water produced in May 2009 was 9.8% more than was produced in April 2009. But it was 6.5% less than was produced in May 1 year ago.
Thank you, Phil. Any questions from board? Questions from the public? Comment? Thank you, Phil. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on to item number 8A, utility items, cleaning and inspection of district sewer and water lines. This is the continuing disclosure of the emergency the board declared following the San Simeon earthquake regarding cleaning and inspection of the district sewer and water mains. Is there any public comment on this item? Hearing none.
I move that we continue the emergency for the cleaning and inspection of the district sewer and water lines.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to continue the declaration of emergency. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director Dean?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Vice President Hill?
Yes. Okay, the item passes 3-0 with two absent. Item number 9A, administrative items, the interim general manager's contract. Alex?
Caught me, I wasn't sure I was going to be handling that. But this item is simply the meeting-to-meeting, or actually monthly-to-monthly extension of the contract for the interim general manager pending locating of a permanent general manager.
Okay, thank you. And if we want to address this evening and get a sense of the board, whether we want to wait for our other members to be present, or
this is a monthly thing?
Well, I think if you go back and you look at the meeting minutes when this first came up at the, I think it was the first meeting in May, the action the board took was a little ambiguous about whether you were going to.
Yeah.
I guess I guess first, if I want to know if our interim general manager really does want to come back.
He does. I did hear from him this week, and progress is being made, and he's certainly starting to think about when he will be able to be here.
Okay.
I spoke with him late last week also, and while we didn't get into it specifically, the underlying assumption of the contract was, yes, he was coming back.
Okay.
Or the conversation.
Yeah, I just wondered if he had changed his mind because of what's going on or something like that.
And I understand he did participate in a telecon regarding the water.
The conversation I had with him was immediately following that telephone conversation.
Well, I thought my recollection that it was a one-time thing that we had extended it, you know, again until we found someone to replace a replacement.
That's kind of what I'd like to see too, that we extend it month to month, pending us finding a
but
you know, it goes month to month, but we don't have to bring it to the board every
yeah.
meeting or every month. To continue to extend it. If it's ambiguous, do we have to kind of make it more reasonable now or direct?
Well, perhaps you could just adopt a motion clarifying that the action
okay.
by the board is to continue his contract on a month-to-month basis until a new general manager is appointed.
Okay.
If that's the wish of the board.
So moved.
Oh, so moved.
So moved, yeah.
I will second that.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded to continue the interim general manager Walsh's contract on a month-to-month basis until we obtain a new general manager full-time. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director Gao?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Vice President Hill?
Yes. Okay, item 9B is interim funding for the month of July 2009. Actually, what we're asking for is 45 days, so it would be July and the first half of August 2009, while the 2000. And the resolution is attached. The major items included in the resolution are salaries and benefits, operation and maintenance for the district, and state water project and Lopez billings. Any further input from staff?
No, thank you. Covered it.
Okay.
Does that include the state revolving fund in this budget? Where you're going to have to make a payment in July?
It includes the 40% payment to the county for state water.
Okay, so it's called State Water Project.
Yeah.
It's two together.
Mm-hmm.
Two huge ones together.
All right, so this would keep us going for the first about 6 weeks of the year through the major expenditures.
And I should mention too that the salaries and benefits does include potential for employees to be reimbursed for their unused vacation time. Maybe several of them have a July 1st anniversary date.
Uh-huh.
So we did want to be sure to include that.
I had a question on when we might expect the budget. I know that's a very difficult one. The state has the problems that way, and I figure, how are we handling that?
Well, we're fortunate that the person who is helping staff with the audit work is also willing to come back and assist with the budget.
Good.
So we're hoping the first part of August, mid-August, is a target.
So we would be able to work within this time frame.
Right.
Okay. It would be just a one-time deal for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How's the audit coming? When do we expect that done?
We have another day scheduled with the auditor, I believe, for the 27th and 28th of the month.
And that's.
That should be
the final
given just about everything that they need at that point. And then we just need to ferret out the little details that they want to verify at the last minute.
That's this month?
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's so Saturday and Sunday?
I don't think so.
So then it would take them...
No. July.
Oh, July. I'm thinking they're coming on a Saturday and Sunday. Okay, it's July. Okay.
Yes.
July 28th and 29th.
Pulled together. Everybody's sharing the wealth.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we very much appreciate staff carrying on with this. It's with the interim general manager's absence, and it's left a load on everybody, and we very much appreciate that you guys have carried it on, and we appreciate help from the from Harold Wright, and also our auditors working with us to get this finalized. So everybody's worked diligently on it, and I very much appreciate that. Is there a public comment on this item? Okay, hearing none.
I move that we adopt OCSD Resolution 2009-5, a resolution adopting an interim budget for the 2009-2010 fiscal year, approving an aggregate expenditure of $738,455 for the first 45 days of the 2009-2010 fiscal year.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to adopt the interim budget for the 2009-10 fiscal year. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director Dean?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Vice President Hill?
Yes. Item passes 3-0 with two absent. Okay, item C is old business, and I believe there's no status change and no report on these items. Number one is drainage issues. Number two is water and sewer master plan. Number three, water and sewer rate studies. Four, review of codification sections.
And I put that there because I felt that the board members were going to address that in their reports this month anyway.
Mm-hmm. Five is the audit. For fiscal year ended June 30th, 2008, and we just got a kind of a report on that. 2008-09 district goals and activities of the grant writer, Randall Funding and Development. Item number 10 then is report of district representatives. President Mann is not here this evening. There was review of the budget for the next year for the sanitation district, and they also included a 10-year look ahead, and I have the copies here, which I'll leave with the staff in the district office. This is a proposed budget. We expect to pass the final budget early next month for the sanitation district. There's a number of major budget items relating to the sanitation district plant that are on here, sewer repairs, gas piping replacement, various issues relating to the sanitation district plant. And I can leave this preliminary budget material here with the staff if anyone would like to come into the office and look at it in detail. That was the major effort of the sanitation district. Finance committee, we looked at budget and audit considerations briefly, and that is about it. Vern?
Well, the Oceano, excuse me, the Oceano Advisory Council met, and they've had a couple ad hoc meetings, and still working to identify different issues that are down in the beach community area, the west side of Highway 1, Deer Avenue and Strand Way and down in that area. And it's just moving forward. We're still identifying things, and then we're going to try to figure possible suggestions and things like that. And it's just moving forward. We're going to have a few more meetings before we're done. We had no new projects to review the last meeting. That was basically the only thing we did. The Airport Land Use Commission meeting was canceled, so it had actually been postponed to today, and then I didn't get word that it had been canceled, so I didn't find out until I actually got to San Luis to the meeting. And ended up being having a little road rage taken out on me by somebody in the
notification. We've started the process, so it is it's just going to take a little while. But the start did start on June 9th, and Mary and I will get together. I think it's going to be in July before I'm available to do that, and perhaps she also. I attended the fire committee meeting last night, and a lot of the business we talked about has been on our agenda. But we did want to let you know about the RFP for the engine exhaust removal system. That RFP is written. It's being reviewed by Alex right now. And it will come to the board for our approval to send that out on our next board meeting on July 8th. Brian also reported that the fireworks program had their initial meeting with everyone on June 15th. The band boosters and the Eagles attended. The Church of God Prophecy did not attend that meeting, but they were given the pamphlet. We went over all of the all the requirements for the booths and how to operate those kinds of things. The update on the hazard reduction program, there was one lot left that had to have weed abatement, and it probably got done today. That will be done, and we will finish that up in July. And then the finance joint operations discussion was the subject of our item here that we just talked about. And the grant discussion, this is for the Type 1 engine. There's really not much more to report other than it's in process. So I have nothing more to report on that. And then we had a closed session after that. So that's the end of my report.
Okay. I did attend the Fire Oversight Committee meeting on June 12th just as a member of the public. President Mann was our representative to that meeting. And the major topic at the meeting was consolidated cost analysis and cost comparisons for the three agencies, Rio Grande, Grover Beach, and Oceana Community Services District. Potential cost analysis, three agencies kind of, you know, looked at it long and hard, and it appears that the consolidated operation can go forward. It'll be not easy to do that, but I think the consideration of the committee was that it was certainly a potential benefit to be seen for everyone, and it looks like it is ultimately doable. So I'll just make a preliminary report as a member of the audience that attended. I did not participate in the meeting, and President Mann may have more comment on her return. Brian, did you want to say anything about that?
You covered it, but I think the only thing that they did talk about a little bit was the cross-app for full-time at that meeting, allowing the full-time staff to be able to work the other two stations and get, you know, on an emergency basis. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mainly it was about the JPA agreement.
Thank you. Comment or questions on the report?
Yeah, just a question, kind of PISMA was kind of the one that was a catalyst that started this whole conversation on a JPA. Has there ever been any more conversation or talk with them on this, this whole...
So I can answer that.
Yeah.
I know it has been offered to them, and they chose not to go along with the process. They were with Cal Fire.
So there's
they were also within a contract already.
So, yeah. So there's no interest, or just no interest at this time?
At this time, yeah. Hopefully, when we all become one, they'll look at it and think that it was a great idea and jump on the bandwagon.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there any comment from the public on the reports? Okay, hearing none. Next item is closed session. There's four items on the agenda. Two of them we will hold over with the concurrence of the board. That's item 11A and 11B. So the two items that remain would be 11C, public employment, closed session, pursuant to section 54956.9 paren B, to meet with the agency's legal counsel concerning pending litigation. In the case of Santa Maria Groundwater Litigation, Santa Clara County, lead case number CV770214. So with that, we will move to closed session. Mic's on. Okay, we're returning from closed session, and I'll ask District Council to give a report.
Yes, Mr. President, members, Mr. Vice President, members of the board, members of the public. With regard to item 11C, a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6 to meet and confer with district's designated representative to consider compensation and benefits to its represented employees, the district's designated representative being Ryan Fothergill, under consideration being the fire department's MOU. The board met in closed session, reviewed a draft MOU, and provided direction to its representative. With regard to item 11D, a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9B, to meet with the agency's legal counsel concerning pending litigation, the litigation being Santa Maria Groundwater Basin litigation, Santa Clara County lead case number CV770214. The board met in closed session with legal counsel and authorized participation in a joint Northern Cities project for water quality well sampling and repairs.
Okay. Thank you very much. Brings us to item number 12, interim general manager items for discussion. Gina, do you have that?
Just wanted to let everybody know that we do have a copy of the grand jury report regarding the community center for anyone who does not want to read it online. We have a hard copy available. We received an email from Julie Thomas with the Zones 1-1A as a reminder that tomorrow, June 25th at 6 p.m., there will be an EIR scoping meeting here at the district, and it will provide an opportunity for the public to provide input to the county regarding the proposed scope and content of the EIR for the Oro Grande Channel Waterway Management Plan.
What time is that?
Just for the camera and for the folks watching on TV, get a date and time. So,
and our application number, which is kind of scary, I hope they don't start over every year, is 103-844-763. And we checked on it again today. There'll be a $500 permit fee to get the application going, but it is in the process.
And they're now serving number 46.
Yeah.
And who's that streetlight for?
That street light is to replace the one that was removed at 25th and Basin when the Tacken project was put in.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that when we had the OCN community enhancement meeting, we had a lot of people very interested in street lights, and this person is going in front of everybody else. So So, and we didn't do it the same way as the last street light. So I think we should put a street light ordinance in place and a street light process in place, and I'd like to put that on the next board agenda.
We do have a very loose policy of how the application goes for it, but it's certainly not well-defined.
No, we did a different one for Melody, and it did go through the community enhancement meeting, and it came before the board, and it went to discussion, and then the letters went out to the surrounding neighbors, asking them if they wanted the streetlight, and we had people that wanted to see the night sky, and those that didn't, we made a tally of those. So I think we need to put something in place. So I'd like to, I'll put something in and request that. And I also really want to bring back about the development review. I didn't get a motion into the last, at the last meeting when we were talking about development review. And I think we really need to do that. I'm getting a lot of complaints from neighbors of certain developments, and I actually was in the planning department with that person, and we had to make an appointment for next week to talk to the planner because certain developments are not complying with their subdivision rules and what they're supposed to do. So I'm getting a lot of calls personally about things. So I'd like to kind of have that up front and let people know what's going on.
Okay.
So I'll send you a little request thing.
Thank you. The only other item was we had received an email from the Randall Group about the
consideration of warrants. Comment or questions on the warrants?
I know that Vern had the hammerhead. What was that? The hammerhead
mole?
Mole, yeah.
It's a new kind of mole that goes in the sewers, right? Is it the sewer or the water?
This is for installing water mains without cutting the pavement by boring underneath.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. A hammerhead mole. That's a new term. So we have a warrant for that particular item.
Public comment on the warrants. Hearing none. We have a motion.
Move we pay the warrants.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we pay the warrants as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes 3-0. Item 15, public comment. Is there any additional public comment? Hearing none. Written communications?
Yes. I do have copies for you of the first report from the Dillon on the dispatch study, joint dispatch. We have progress reports 1 and 1A that we received on June 19th after the last board meeting, and then just yesterday we got 1B. So you'll be up to speed on everything to date, and I do have a copy available if anyone else would like to see it. That's all.
Okay, thank you very much. That being the end of the agenda tonight, we're adjourned.